You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, get the most trusted Browns news straight from the team to your phone, including insider videos, photos, player news, including the Browns' 2015 rookie class and off-season team workouts. Download the official Browns mobile app for Apple and Android now and stay up to date on your team. As I mentioned prior to break, last week at OTAs, we got an opportunity to sit down and talk with Justin Gilbert, second-year cornerback, and here are his comments.
It's going pretty good so far. Got a lot of leaders in the room, and we added T. Will, Tremont, good guy, good to be around, and he's bought into the system pretty well so far. So learning a lot from him as well as Joe and Dante so far.
Joe, how much is, you know, spending time with Joe Hayden this offseason and just hanging out with him, working out with him, what has that done for you personally as well as professionally?
Just show me that this is really a sport that you have to be committed to year round, and you can't really take too long off from this game, or you will, or your body will be behind in a lot of things. So just to continue to grind weekly, daily, whatever the case may be.
How do you think you're different this year than you were as a rookie?
I think last year pretty much humbled me a lot, and learned from my mistakes, and just looking forward from here on out and coming to work every day with the same attitude, love being around my teammates and communicating with them more than last year. So it's been pretty good so far.
What were the biggest mistakes you made last year?
I'm not worried about those mistakes right now. Just looking forward from here.
Does it give you a little chip on your shoulder knowing that, you know, people saying, you know, that you didn't have a good rookie year and all that stuff? I mean, does that give you a chip on your shoulder going into this one?
I would say it added a little fuel to my fire. Not thinking about it too much. Continuing to look forward, communicate with my teammates, and I know that they support me 100% as well with the coaches. So we're just looking forward as an organization.
Justin, did you ever at any point last year feel comfortable on the field?
Most definitely. When I first got here. When I got the defense down, that's when it all came easy to me. And I would say it may have took me a couple of weeks, but after 2 or 3 weeks, I felt pretty comfortable.
So being in the same defense 2 years in a row, which doesn't always happen, how beneficial is that going to be for you?
I think that's going to work out well for everyone on the defense, especially the ones that we have coming back.
Justin, everybody talks about the dramatic turnaround in your kind of demeanor and the way that you're going about things. What happened in your mind to kind of get this right?
Just talking to the coaches, some of my players, some of my teammates, and Ray Farmer after the season was over with, talking about how I had to grow up, had some maturing to do, and I kind of took that to the heart.
Mm-hmm. Why can you be trusted now?
Can't really say a reason, but just by my actions, that's the best I can do. Is prove it every day.
And is it for real? Is it legit? I mean, did you really? You think you really changed?
Most definitely, yes.
And how you about say last year humbled you? Was it as painful a process as it seems like it was?
Now looking back on it, it could have been a lot easier than it was.
A lot easier.
Yeah.
What do you mean in terms?
Just doing little things that I needed to do right.
Justin, was work ethic an issue for you?
Not at all.
Do you think rookies come in and sometimes underestimate the process and how much of a change it is to be a professional?
I would say, I wouldn't say every rookie would take it that way, but maybe for some.
Did it bother you when your teammates at the end of the year singled you out and maybe not working hard enough?
Yes.
Did you? I mean, how did you repair that relationship? How did you deal with that?
We fixed everything, and everybody's on the same page now, so there's no hard feelings toward anyone.
Was it in some ways a turning point for you? What happened with the last game? I mean, since it ended like that, did that really make you realize, I have to do something about this?
I would like to say so, yes. I wish it hadn't happened that way, but I think it really helped me as well.
Who might be one guy on the team that reminds you most of, like a Matthew Dellavedova for the Cavs?
K'Juan Williams, most definitely.
Reasoning?
Hard work, his hustle, his attitude.
Petten keeps saying that the key for you is consistency, that, you know, last year you saw flashes, but it wasn't day in, day out. How do you work on having that consistency where you bring the same level of play and, I guess, intensity?
It's just something you got to tell yourself every day. Out there on the field every day, I'm talking to myself. I have to do this, I have to do that, and remembering my techniques, what I have to do, and it just comes as a, I mean, it's, and then you're not reacting. You're just playing, so it comes naturally.
So do you feel like you you can live up to your draft status now with this turnaround in your way of doing things? Do you think you can be the guy that they drafted you to be?
I most definitely will be, 100%.
Okay. And, you might have already answered this, but how much size have you added this offseason?
What's that?
You might have already answered this, but how much size have you added this offseason?
Size?
Yeah, you look bigger.
Oh, yeah, I gained 10 pounds. Yeah.
And now they've got, Tremont is in there, you know, with Joe a lot of times at the first team. How determined are you? We talked to Coach Halfley today, and he said he thinks that you can start this season. How determined are you to do that? And if so, do you want to do that right from the start?
I always told myself that, I'm going to put a picture of my one of my best friends from last year, Buster, screening up on my locker because, I mean, I came in and everyone was expecting me to take his spot, and he didn't say a word about it, nothing to me, nothing to the coaches. He just went out and every day, and he proved himself on the practice field, and that's the same thing I intend on doing.
Is that picture up already?
Not yet. I'm waiting on Coach Glenn to print it out for me.
Did you have other things that helped you with this turnaround? I mean, was there, faith or family or other friends or anything that helped you get to this point?
Yeah, just going back home for a little while after the season was over with, and seeing how everyone in my small town looked up to me, and how much my family supported me, and not wanting to let them down. So that's a big thing for me.
Hey, can I ask you this? You had a history of being a great return guy in college, right? I mean, you were really very good at that.
Taves has talked to me. He said he wants me to be
really,
the guy this year.
Yeah, they never really gave you that shot last year. And when you had that interception in the Colt game, it looked like you were a return guy when you were weaving your way through there.
Definitely.
What's the deal with that? Why? And would you love to do that?
Oh, most definitely. I grew up playing offense and returning kicks all the time. So, but Coach Taves told me he didn't trust me last year with ball security, which I told him I didn't get a chance to show what I could do on the field yet, but I understand where he's coming from because I was a rookie coming in, but he said he wants me to be the guy this year, so I just got to go out there and earn that spot.
Justin, you seem, just right now around us, I can see a difference. You seem so much more at ease. Was it overwhelming to you at times last year to be a number one pick and dealing with us and everything that goes with it?
I wouldn't say overwhelming. It's just that times I had my moments where I really didn't want to be bothered or talking to anyone, but everyone has those days.
Sure.
Did you have a personal issue? Coach Ted said in the offseason you had a personal issue.
No.
Yes, or just nothing that you would want to share?
What's that?
What was there something but just nothing you would want to share?
You can say that, yeah.
A few minutes ago you made reference to put a picture of your best friend. I didn't hear you. Were you talking about Buster?
Yes.
Okay.
Justin, when the coaches and some of your teammates and Ray Farmer talked to you about growing up, did you agree with them? I mean, did you see where they were coming from?
Oh, most definitely, 100%. I didn't disagree with them on anything that they said, and we talked for quite a while. I talked with Jim O'Neill, Coach Half, Coach Glenn, and Ray Farmer after the season, so we all had heart-to-heart conversations.
Was there any point?
Yes.
Was there any point in like mid-season last year when you realized, no, this isn't right. I have to be growing up now. Did you realize that before the season ended and you couldn't just do it, or what?
there were times I realized it, but mistakes just kept on happening. So once the season ended, I just wanted to come back with a just looking straight forward and not looking back.
Hey, did you have to? Can you relate to all the things that Johnny Manziel has gone through? You two together, the two first round picks, having those struggles, getting things turned around in the offseason? And if so, have you guys kind of bonded over what you went through and what you hope to accomplish?
We haven't really talked about anything like that, but I'm pretty sure our situations are not 100% the same, but similar.
That was Brown's second-year cornerback, last year's first-round pick, Justin Gilbert, talking with the media last week at OTAs. One key takeaway for me that I really hope happens is him given an opportunity. I want to see him with the ball in his hands. I want him to develop the trust of his teammates and coaches. And the only way he does that is by continuing to talk the way he just did and his actions thus far this season. We're going to grab a timeout. After the break, we're going to have a quick segment to discuss some of those cornerbacks I've been kind of teasing about. How do you rank your top five DBs in the NFL, and do you include Joe Hayden? Because the list we'll talk about, including from Solomon Wilcott and Eric Davis, did not. Matt Wilhelm, Andrew Gribble, here in the Dog Bowl in Berea, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.